We're back.
It's already Wednesday.
It's already Wednesday, my dudes.
But,
Oh, you didn't do the thing. Okay. No, it's too late. You can't do it now.
Do what thing? Oh, no. I can't do that voice.
Like that one? No, you already missed your chance. It's okay. Over. It's over.
All right. We'll
everyone's laughing at you that's listening. I tried to tell him, guys, and he just ruined it. Anyways, guys, welcome back. If you haven't noticed, I am repping some merch that I acquired from Mr. Johnny Peterson.
Yeah.
Little straight up podcast.
Straight up.
Merch. And you can see it in the video. If you want to see what it looks like, then you can check out the video. Check out the video. And if you're watching the video right now, then that's awesome too. But
that's pretty meta.
Yeah.
But anyways, if you guys want one of these straight up podcast shirts, slide me a DM.
Oh, yeah,
and dude. I'll see what we can do.
Dude, it's actually like really sick shirt. Like normally
it's comfy too, huh?
When companies like make shirts, sometimes they're just like, it's like you wear it once and it's just like out of like the crappiest shirt material. And it's like, yeah, I like never want to wear this again. After one wash, you're just like, wow, this is like wearing like, I don't even know, like cardboard.
Like the Gildan.
Yeah, dude, I hate Gildan.
Just
dude.
Like,
and the thing
really
that's
crappy.
Yeah, and the thing that sucks is that all those shirts that are like Gildan are just in the most random areas with the most random cool things on them. So it's like people.
Yeah, with like really vintage logos
yeah,
on there.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, it's Gildan. Like,
and
oh,
yeah, and it's like, God, it's such a shitty shirt.
Yeah, or you go to like a concert and you get some band merch and you're like, oh, it's Gildan. It's Gildan.
Yeah, dude, it's awful.
And it's like, dude, I don't know if I want to buy a shirt anymore. Like, the thing, any shirts, though, I saw when I was in, oh, gosh, I'm coming back to Florida. When I was in Panama City.
Yeah.
Like, all of the.
Oh, they're notorious for t-shirt hawking.
Oh, dude, yeah. But they were all, like, comfort colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I was just like,
not
oh,
expecting
dude,
that.
Take my money. Comfort colors are so comfy.
Take all the money.
Just all of it. Just empty my bank account right now.
Speaking of bank accounts, my day has been filled with haunting memories of accounting classes in college.
Oh, yeah.
Maintaining my books.
Yeah.
It's the worst of all time.
He had a long conversation about his books. So
with my hopefully new bookkeeping service.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible.
Dude, I mean, it's just a lot of work aside from the work that you're doing, you know?
And none of it makes any sense. They're like looking at reports and stuff and you're just like, okay, am I making money or no?
Yeah.
You know?
Like trying to like, you know.
Am I not like in horrible debt?
Yeah, yeah. Like putting everything in order with your expenses and mm-hmm. like everything else is just nerve wracking.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a,
like,
I have
am a, I in the red or not?
Yeah. Well, I have a pretty good image of where we stand now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just nice not to have to try and keep up with it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh. I was like, yeah.
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 It's better than a voice crack.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I voice cracked. I'll probably do it on this episode now since I just
yeah,
said
it's
that.
Like the mental thing where you like think about it so much, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, don't think of an elephant.
Yeah.
Oxymoron.
Yeah. It's like, dude, there's like a bunch of things like that. Like don't think about it. Don't, man, like when you, I don't know. I just thought of something.
You know, those memes where it's like, I bet you can't like this photo with your elbow or something. Or, did you know it's impossible to whistle, and like breathe out at the same time or something, and they're like, haha, you're doing it as you're reading this.
Yeah,
you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
What are those called?
I don't know.
I'm gonna try and find them on the internet.
Oh, I didn't even bring my laptop in here. That was just rookie mistake.
Dude, no lap. You want to go get it?
No,
I can entertain.
No, dude, it's chill.
Okay,
I'm here.
Yeah, we got to be in the present. That's the point of these episodes.
Yeah,
is we just talk.
Hey, you know what was really funny though?
What
was, you know, staying at the apartment and waking up and I was still here.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was comforting in a way.
And then by like 2 o'clock, Johnny was just like, God, dude, I just gotta.
I was so sick of him.
Yeah. Like, he was like, can you please just move back?
Yeah. Just like, can I have another week and a half of just me at the apartment all day by myself? By myself in my room all day. No breaks. Say it with your chest.
Dude, but you're going to be working at your new office now. So,
yep. Hopefully, I can move in this week.
Yeah. I won't be able to distract you as much because. Man, I got that huge ass desktop right there. I
mean, you didn't even use it today.
I didn't even use it. No, dude, I was like, just like pimping out my room.
Oh, yeah. Ricky switched it the fuck up.
Yeah.
With the room.
So since I moved my desk in here and my big ass desktop, I had all this extra room for activities.
So many activities.
But I had all this room because I pulled the desk out. So I rearranged my room to where I put my bed in the corner. And I went to Target and got a cheap futon couch that is now just sitting there. And I'm going to add a TV to my room. So basically, I'm just making like a safe haven for me because just living with you is just going to be like
just me.
Yeah. So now I have my own escape. I'm just going to like live in there the entire time.
And we could talk about our old roommate because he definitely doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh my gosh. Dude.
I agree. Like, I see why you're doing it because you have your bathroom in there and now you've kind of got like a hangout space. Then you're bringing a TV in there.
It was mostly just that I wanted to fill, like, I just hated that there was just so much empty space.
It was weird with your bed in like the middle of the room like that.
It was nice when my desk was there.
Yeah.
Like, that was perfect.
Yeah.
But like, now that it wasn't there.
I like the new arrangement better.
Yeah.
It looks more open.
Yeah.
You got some more space.
Yeah, and I actually hung up things on the wall so it doesn't look like a damn prison.
Yeah, an insane
asylum. I literally just had nothing hung up on the wall. Or just something extremely minimal. What was that?
It was an Instagram video that I wanted to play this Marine thing.
Oh, yeah, dude. That'd be great.
This is from an account I found on Instagram. And this is the best United States Marine Corps recruiting video of all time.
Like video games, don't you?
Damn straight he likes video games.
Well, the Marines is one big fucking Halo motherfucking Grand Theft Auto. Grab your M16, grenade launcher, strap on your night vision goggles, and then bam! There goes Charlie. Fuck up a Haji.
Look over there.
It's motherfucking Dance Dance Revolution. Watch out for that IED.
Don't step on that landmine.
Duck under that RPG.
You think you're doing fine.
And then, whack!
You get smoked.
But not to worry. Because Uncle Sam just gave you a motherfucking lifeline. Your GI issue, Kevlar, motherfucking vest. Hugs you like your mother. And wraps around your body like a $5 Filipino.
Just bleep that out.
You like coochie, don't you?
Damn straight he likes coochie.
Here. Taste this donut. Sweet, juicy, jelly-filled coochie. That's what you'll get in the Marine Corps.
Just the most absurd recruitment video ever.
It definitely, there's no way that's real.
I don't know, dude. Like, maybe it was like Marines like that were bored one day and were just like, we're just going to make a video.
Oh, no, that's what I think it is, but I don't think it's like an official recruiting video.
Oh, no. The... You know, U.S. Marine Corps would never.
That would not be going out. That would into not the public.
That would be like the worst marketing idea ever. It'd just be like,
I don't know. With today's culture, yeah.
Yeah. You could.
I mean, like appealing to people that like the type of people that would want to be in the Marines. Those are the type of people that would enjoy that video.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Or that would think it's funny.
Yeah. I got you. Like that real like
the people who get pissed about it aren't the people that are joining the Marines.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 100%.
But I agree. It probably isn't something that would air.
Like a Marine wouldn't be offended by that.
No.
In a sense.
No. I was reading the comments and it was mostly vets and stuff, and they were just like, this is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Dude, that's fantastic.
But I came across on the Discover page.
Oh, God.
Our old friend.
Who?
Jason Silva.
Oh, Jason Silva. Dude.
Dropping some fucking moneymakers if you want to listen.
Let's hear it, dude.
We fear our own greatness.
He laughs like a psychopath.
Most perfect moments, hints at what we might become. And it's like we lack the courage to take that chance. We lack the conviction to become who we might be. And yet anybody who's ever achieved anything worthwhile has stepped so radically outside.
Radically.
Radically.
Has moved so radically beyond their comfort zone that we cannot help but bow reverence. But why don't we take their example and apply it in our own lives? Why don't we realize that the path to transcendence is to shed our old skin?
Dude, why is he always talks about our path to transcendence.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. What is the path to transcendence? Yeah, what does that even
mean?
Dude,
I have no idea. And dude, he's like just like it's hilarious the emphasis that he puts on words because I just think that's his thing.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He also laughs like a psycho.
Skin.
Yeah. No, but
you ready to shed your old skin?
Yeah, if you just like gave him a Joker voice and he was saying all that, it would just be like 50 billion times creepier.
I was gonna say, I would pay good money to have Mark Hamill read something by Jason Silva in the Joker voice.
Yeah.
That would be pure content.
Dude, that would be extreme, like crazy.
I would love that.
No, but what I was gonna say is that he's just dramatic. And I think that's his whole thing is just, I'm going to like put it out there and I'm going to make you listen by just
being insane.
Yeah. Exerting all this energy in a 1 minute video. Like, do you think he has to like take a nap after like he like films that multiple times and he just ran out of breath? Like just the way he's been talking. Yeah. He's just going to shut down, just pass out. Like he has paramedics on the side, just ready to like, just, you know, bring him back to life because he's just been exhaling so much air just to say the word skin.
Just excreting so much wisdom that his body starts to physically break down.
Oh yeah, his brain just can't handle it. He's like, I'm just so woke right now.
The only time anybody sees him is when he's making these videos. Other than that, he has to be in like a completely dark room.
Yeah.
And like in transcending.
Yeah. He's always transcending.
Oh. That reminds me. Did I ever talk to you about trans surfing?
No.
Oh God.
Oh, let's hear it.
Dude. Okay, so this kid that I know, nice guy, great guy. Not gonna name him in case he's listening, but he'll know just based on what I'm about to say.
Okay.
So there is and I'm gonna Google the concept, but he is gotten very philosophical and very kind of like Jason Silva, which is what reminded me of it. But there's a concept called trans surfing.
Okay. And what exactly is that?
So trans surfing of reality in a nutshell.
Whoa. Okay.
Basically, he posted something on Facebook about him getting to be near like this crazy car that he really wants to like have when he's older.
Yeah.
And he said that he got to the car by trans surfing.
By trans
surfing his desire for it put him in front of the car, like at the dealership. And like, I was like, well, what car would I want? Lambo. And I Googled Lambo dealer and there's one like 45 minutes from here.
Yeah.
So it could have done that.
Yeah.
Not well, trans surfing.
Yeah. Like 100%.
Which is dumb.
He saying that he just like wasn't aware, like he just appeared in front of one?
Hold on, I'm gonna Google like trans surfing.
I'm very confused of what this term is. Like, yeah, look up like a definition.
Okay, so it says the meaning of this word can be interpreted as surfing through the space of variations or transforming potential options into reality or sliding through lifelines. But basically, if you use the method of trans surfing, then you ride on a wave of success.
So it's just an attitude?
Yeah, I think it's like a mental state.
Like a mental state, like you have, you're being positive and like optimistic about everything, and that you think that anytime something good happens to you, it's just something.
It's because
leading
you've
you there.
You've manifested it.
Yeah. Like if you manifest,
doesn't that just mean work for it?
Yeah. Like if you think of, well, or is it like something bizarre? Like, oh, if I think about a Lambo enough, then it'll just appear in front of me.
Yeah.
Or like I'll have one.
Or like I'll be in a position where I can get a Lambo.
Yeah.
That's essentially what it is, yeah.
Huh. So just like work for shit.
Yeah, but I think it's
and
like
have a good attitude.
I feel like the people who buy into that, it would be like, well, if I just think about it a lot, it's gonna happen. Not necessarily take action.
Yeah. Like, I think about Google, a lot of things.
Like
that
Googling a dealership like that you can just drive through.
Dude, if everything I thought of happened when I thought of it, I mean, the world would be a complete just nut house. I think of a lot of different shit.
of just random things.
Of just random things. Just like not even like of this world.
I just think it's weird, like, I don't know, that whole philosophy thing is, like, I understand philosophy for sure, like, different ways of thinking about things, but I feel like that kind of takes it a step too far. Like, well, if I just believe in it.
Yeah.
And, like, all these planes of reality where it's just, no, it's just this.
Yeah.
This is just it.
Yeah.
There's no secondary or tertiary planes
that you
can manifest.
Have you ever heard of, like... What is it called when you feel like you're being watched, like in a room, but like no one's there, and that there's some theory that it's a person from another dimension
watching you?
Watching you.
That's bizarre. That's weird.
I can't remember what it's called, but
it's definitely a thing, though. Like, yeah, everyone definitely has that.
Yeah, like when you have, like when you, even when you're at your, like a place by yourself and you're just in a room, and you just feel like there's someone watching, like over your shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like there's a theory that it's like a fourth dimension or something.
Dude, that's
and that
crazy.
They're like observing. So I guess you could like whatever, or I guess, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think this is similar to that. It's like, I think it's really interesting where, you know how, you know, deja vu?
Yes.
Whenever you get deja vu, it's the theory that...
it's like something that's happened to you before, like
in like a past lifetime or something, yeah. Or like,
but it's oddly specific. To
but it's
it.
It's oh, it's very specific. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think
like
it's,
I've been here before.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, oh, you know what it is? It's from when you've been like reincarnation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
you've been here in a past
in
life
another
or
life. Yeah.
In another life, you were here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
That, I think that's crazy to think
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, like I've always taken it like face value. Not in like in the deep sense of like reincarnation, like, oh, deja vu, I've been here before.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of just like, oh, like, I've been in this area before. Maybe I've like been to this place before.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't actually believe that it's from a former life. I just
yeah,
think
yeah,
that
yeah.
that's like, that's a fun way of thinking of
oh,
how
yeah.
to explain. Because how do you explain deja vu? It's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, I think another funny way to say it is like it's a glitch in the system.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're like your brain glitch and you're like, oh God.
Yeah.
None of this is real.
Or it's just like, I don't know, like maybe someone just had one too many one night and just blacked out and was like, I
yeah.
think I've been here before.
Well, you know what else?
It's like actually you were throwing up in that garbage can and threatening to fight a hobo.
Yeah.
So.
After we threw you out of the bar.
After we threw you out of the bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have your a picture of you. And
it's on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Like you are completely just not allowed to go to this bar anymore.
Yeah, no. Like you've been banned from this whole kind of like 3 mile radius area.
Yeah. In fact, like we actually have a union of multiple bars in the area, and we've all confirmed that you're not allowed anywhere on the street.
Your photo is the number one photo in all of the bars. It's a big gold
it's just
frame.
Like, yeah, it's like a big shrine in each place.
It's basically a shrine built to you. There's
yeah.
all your Facebook pictures are on there. Like all your Instagram pictures are on there.
Yeah,
we
like,
have stuff from your house.
Yeah, yeah.
A candle.
Yeah, yeah.
And a big thing that says do not serve this person.
Yeah. Like a big old like shrine of like pictures and stuff. Like you're a serial killer or something.
And you're just like, oh, I thought it was just deja vu. I guess it
yeah.
was. I guess huh. I have a drinking problem.
Actually, low-key, you'd be like a legend.
Oh,
if,
yeah.
If you
everyone
had,
would be
if
like,
you
who
had
is this dude?
A huge picture of your face in like every, like at least four bars on that street.
Yeah.
They'd be like, dude, I want to meet this guy.
Yeah, dude. Now you have like the bar that's just outside that area.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
we're hosting Bill Williams tonight.
Yeah.
He's banned from every bar in the local
yeah.
area.
He's just like
not here. This dude's here to party.
He's just ridiculously famous for like no reason.
Yeah, just,
like,
just for being
like a bunch of people
for being
are.
A bad person and
yeah.
like breaking shit.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, no, I don't think it's like I don't think it's like a glitch in the system, but what I think is interesting is how you can recognize a place. You can think of a place from a smell that's associated with it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If you smell something, like one of mine is anytime I smell this one perfume, I haven't smelt it in a long time, but it would always make me think of preschool. Because I guess my teacher must have worn a ton of it or something.
I can't remember what like the sensory, what type of sensory like knowledge in your brain that's called. I can't remember. It's where you've associated things certain things.
Let's check goggle.
With like certain senses. Like, like you hear a noise, like it reminds you of something extremely specific.
Yeah. That's like PTSD, right?
No.
Well,
I mean, PTSD probably has something like that, but I'm not talking about being traumatized. I'm just talking about like walking into like a bakery and like it reminding you of like a kitchen somewhere, like with your grandma's kitchen or something.
Yes, you're right. But I found the thing on the smell.
Okay.
So this is from Psychology Today.
You hear that? Those people outside?
I was wondering if it was like maybe something was playing from my computer.
No.
Okay, so smells ring bells. How smells trigger memories and emotion. Winter has arrived with a vengeance.
Okay.
Blasting us with sub-zero wind chills and furious snow squalls. And though I don't enjoy the shoveling of the driveway in these inhospitable conditions, it gives me the chance to savor a piercingly fresh scent of snow. The scent instantly transports me back into time to one of those rare days in my childhood when there was enough snow to go sledding.
Okay, but what is it called?
I know, that was just a stupid article.
Gosh, that was dumb. Nobody cares. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody has time for that. All right. That article is bonkers.
It's just butt cheeks.
It's just like, I remember sledding down the hill.
Yeah.
And every time I see a snow cone, it reminds me of it.
It reminds me of snow. It's like, oh, dude, every time I see ice, it just reminds me of snow in any place where there's snow on Earth. Like, oh.
Dude,
like,
when I see snow, or if I hear snow, or if I feel snow, I think of snow.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Or it's just like, dude, when I see ice or like snow cones, it reminds me of snow. And snow is definitely up in the mountains of Colorado.
And then,
like great observation. Like, just take it at fit. Like,
well, you know what's crazy, man? Is how there's no snow on the beach. Why don't they make a beach with snow? It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay,
God,
I found smell and memory. The sense of smell is closely linked with memory, probably more so than any of our other senses. Those with full olfactory function may be able to think of smells and evoke a particular memory. The scent of an orchard in blossom conjuring up recollections of childhood picnic, for example. This can often happen spontaneously, with the smell acting as a trigger and recalling a long-forgotten event or experience. Marcel Proust, in his Remembrance of All Things Past, wrote that a bite of a madeleine vividly recalled childhood blah, blah, blah. So that's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
And
100%.
It apparently happens more often than we know.
I mean, people use that with like the really broad senses. Like, they use that like as marketing tactics.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, a lot of businesses use that.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, if we give you, like, if they do, like, some type of sensory marketing and they do an advertisement, like, oh, like, say you have, like, a cookies and their slogan is better than grandma makes.
Yeah.
And, like, you roll up to the place and you open it up and it smells like just a whole-ass bakery, like your grandma's kitchen.
Yeah.
Then you automatically associate it with that brand and then you're like, oh, I want to eat these cookies.
True.
Just a little marketing.
A little marketing
there.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
From Richard. Yeah. I had a thought, but I lost it while you were talking.
Oh, damn.
I was just so cued in on what you were saying that I dropped it.
Hey, man, I'm an interesting guy, I guess.
Shit, what was it?
We were talking about senses and being reminded.
Being reminded, science.
Science!
Shit. Damn it, I lost it. It'll come back to me in 2 minutes.
You want to stand up and mess with that or reset the camera?
Reset the camera.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna
while
keep
you're
filming.
Pondering on it.
Talk to the good people.
Oh, I'll talk to the good people. So, guys, if y'all haven't subscribed to the podcast,
we have a new sponsor. No, I'm kidding.
If you're new to the podcast, try to subscribe. All of our social media handles will be in the details below.
I haven't done that in a while.
And, oh, okay. Well, it will be for this episode if you're new to this. But yeah, no, just, yeah, spread the word on the podcast. Share it with your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your close friends, your coworkers, your dog.
Creepy neighbor who watches you bring your groceries in from the car.
Yeah. Just share the podcast.
He's there. He's there watching.
And we also, as y'all know, or whatever, as y'all know, we have video recording now.
Yes, we will be posting highlights from the podcast. So good buddy Chez, frequent underboss of the podcast.
Yeah.
He is a wizard behind the video lens. So he's hooking us up with some, you know, video clips and stuff like that. Big shout out to Chez for that. And yeah, so the reason we're not posting full episodes is because my camera is whack and it only records 20 minutes at a time.
Is there a way you can fix that?
Yeah, I think I just got to meet with Chez and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
But
for now, 20-minute clips.
Little 20-minute clips.
But, I mean, like, we probably only cut off, like, 5 minutes of this episode.
Something, yeah. Something so, like that, probably.
It's whatever. Yeah, but, dude, I don't know, dude. What's on your mind?
I mean, school's starting up in a week, dude.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I'm not going to be going to class.
Yeah.
Because I dropped out.
Very weird. Yeah, I just dropped out. Dude, I was talking to...
I quit school.
I was talking to someone at Patrick's house. And I was like, yeah, dude, wouldn't it be crazy if you just like went to college and then you just went your last semester, just went out with a bang. And I was
what
like...
What is going out with
I was
a
like,
bang, man?
Yeah, I was like... If you go out with a bang, like, are you doing something crazy? Like, oh, like, steal a cop car or, like, something crazy like that. And then it's like, no, just, like, drop out. Just, like, that would be the most savage thing. Just
quit.
Just finals week, last semester of college. Like, you're about to graduate. Just don't show up to any of your finals. Just drop out.
Tank all your
just
classes.
Just tank all the classes. It's like, how savage would that be? Like, that would
be pretty stupid.
Pretty stupid.
Pretty
like,
fucking
yeah.
stupid.
It's like, anyways, interesting.
That's idea. Like, what I think is interesting is how, and I don't know, have we talked about this on the podcast before, how college is like, or at least how I think college is like unnecessary?
We may have talked about it.
Okay, well, we can talk about something else. I do think it's interesting how the people that do choose to go to college aren't usually on a four-year track. Graduating in 4 years is now like very uncommon.
Yeah, unless like, oh, I don't want to put any majors on blast, so I'm going to stop there. obviously there's majors out there that are just not as, you know, technical and not as like
hard,
difficult, but I mean,
that's not an unreasonable thing to say at all. An accounting degree is much, much different than getting like a fine arts degree.
Yeah.
Granted, getting a fine arts degree would be very, I'm sure it's a tough thing to learn and master, but it's totally two different fields.
Yeah. I just think that there's more information, like more specific information that you have to know in order to survive in certain classes.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's some majors where it's like, it's just so broad based that it can just be, like all the classes could be applicable to the entire industry.
Yeah, I agree.
Whereas a certain business class could be only applicable in one instance of a position that you're working in.
Well, you know how, this is how colleges make money, dude. What you're talking about with like the broad kind of broad coverage of knowledge is all of your core classes,
mm-hmm.
like the classes that they're like, oh, you have to take these classes if you want to graduate, like, you know, intro to American literature.
Yeah.
Because you have to take a humanities class.
Yeah.
Like that stuff, those are by far the easiest classes and completely unnecessary, because what field are you going to work in unless you're going to be a professor or a teacher, which is nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to be like, say, like an engineering major,
yeah,
do you need to take all those classes? Why should you?
Yeah.
Why should you have to take those classes and spend? Because that's going to be 2 years of your college career spent taking those classes.
I mean, like, granted, like, taking those classes is, like, good in the sense that you're working on, like writing. Like, that's, like, a great skill to have, knowing how to write.
Definitely.
So, I mean, like, learning about literature and writing about some short story that you read, like, obviously that's, like, sort of, like, bullshit.
Like, depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, depending
if
on
you're
what
you want to do. We'll just say, but if, like, you're an engineering major.
Yeah, in the example of your... I was using the example that if you're an engineering major, it's like, okay, like, at what point am I going to need this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I understand that completely, but... I don't know. Should we keep talking about this?
Is it boring? I thought it was... I thought it was...
It's interesting.
I thought it was intellectually stimulating.
It's interesting. It is intellectually stimulating.
Well, I guess this doesn't all have to try and... I guess the point of the podcast is to try and be funny, yeah. But...
No, oh,
dude. School.
School. Oh, yeah, you guys laugh so hard. Hit the laugh button. Oh. Is the laugh button. There you go. Wow.
Guy, oh, fucking chill. Man, dude, guys, I forgot about the sound panel.
Yeah. Dude, we're here with our boy Juan the Coconut, though.
Juan. He's been a good boy, so we'll keep calling him Juan.
Yeah. I don't even remember the full name.
Juan Ponce de León.
Oh, de León.
It's your coconut, dude. You gotta know.
I don't even know. Dude, I'm such a bad parent. Bad coconut parent.
I guess it's fine.
Dude, have you ever drank coconut water?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Can you believe that people like drinking that shit?
No, dude. I have a theory that they don't. And this is actually something that Lauren and I were talking about yesterday.
Okay.
So we went to Eatsy's and... I got this, like, vegetable drink. It had...
Kombucha.
No. I've never tried kombucha. Hashtag GT Dave.
GT Dave.
It had watermelon, celery, mint, cucumber, and kale.
That sounds like a cleanse drink.
It was like a... It said, like, your daily dose of veggies.
Yeah. It's like, it's like kombucha.
Yeah. No, kombucha is bacteria.
What?
You didn't know that?
Is it?
Kombucha drinks are like a live bacteria.
Shut up. Yeah, pull up the laptop.
Okay, I'll finish my thought though.
There's no way. Like, good bacteria for you?
Yes, obviously. Dude, that's why they sell it. But anyway.
Bacteria though.
Those drinks, so obviously the drink tasted like shit.
Yeah.
I feel, and we were saying, like, people who drink those, they just act like they like drinking those. Yeah. Just so they can look like cool different. You know?
Yeah. It's like when, like, just drinking the worst conglomerate of foods all mixed together. Like, oh, I'm going to put, like, you know, cabbage, and then I'm going to put, like, a horse's hoof in there, and then mixed around with some mustard.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently this is great for your skin.
And this really just clears out my nasal passages. It's just great.
And I just love the taste. That's just a plus. The taste is amazing. Yeah. And it's like, shut the
bullshit. First of all, you hate drinking that. You only spend it because you want to. You only spend money on that because you want to be different.
I swear, it's like those health nut people. And they just drink the weirdest conglomerate of shit are just posers.
Yeah, no, they don't actually. Maybe they like feeling healthy, but they definitely don't like the taste of it.
Yeah.
And they stop acting like
it. Like, they definitely wish that they were drinking a milkshake.
Oh, God, like, mixed milkshakes are amazing, right?
But they're just like, oh, but I swear, if I gain half a pound, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah, it'll be
over.
You feel like
the people that, like, never, like, eat anything except salads just have a terrible life, in the sense that
they're definitely not happy. Like,
when I go to a new restaurant, I want to explore, like, all the options. Like, I don't want to get a salad. You imagine taking someone and you're like, oh, dude, hey, like, there's this new restaurant, like, down on West 7th here in Fort Worth, and they have, like, killer seafood. Do you want to go with me? It's like, yeah. So what would you like to order? Oh, I'll have the Caesar salad.
That's what you make us feel like.
That is, like, just so sad.
It's, yeah.
Like, I don't think...
It's those people that have too strict of a diet that they can't enjoy anything.
But it just makes me wonder how boring of a person they are. Like is that's got to be so boring.
They probably look great in pictures though.
Oh yeah. God, dude.
I found the meaning of kombucha.
Okay. What is it?
Kombucha is a beverage produced by fermenting sweet tea with a culture of yeasts and bacteria. It is a symbiotic bacteria grown to produce a fermented beverage held to confer health benefits. And some of the health benefits of kombucha are gut health, cancer risk, infection risk, mental health, heart disease, weight loss, liver health, and type 2 diabetes management.
All of those?
Apparently. I guess it's like the wonder fucking drink, dude. Surprised pharmacies aren't just pumping that shit out.
Dude, yeah, dude. I should just start just chugging kombucha.
Yeah. No, I don't actually have health insurance. Wait. I'm on a strict kombucha diet.
Dude, if I looked like GT Dave, I'd drink all the kombucha.
That guy's a beast.
That dude's an absolute animal.
His house is unbelievable.
Dude, it's super villain house. Dude, I saw kombucha for the first time when I was in a Tom Thumb. And I saw kombucha and I was like, oh, dude, like, this is hilarious. Like, kombucha, I just watched, like, that video of GT Dave.
Yeah.
And, like doing a tour of his house and stuff. And then I look on the back and it says GT Dave. I was like, dude, this is fucking awesome.
He is multi-billionaire.
Okay, so it has bacteria and stuff in it. So is there like serving amounts to where you can't, like, you know how,
ooh, like, can you drink too much
kombucha? Yeah. Like, are you limited to like one a day?
Let's find out.
Or is it like,
well, dude, look at
GT
Dave.
Is it like aspirin where it's like, oh, like only take three or four like maximum a day? Like, don't take more than that serving.
Well, dude, look at GT Dave, dude. He's an absolute animal.
Dude,
and
yeah.
He acts like, from what he says, that's like the only thing that he drinks.
Dude, that guy like must just put a needle in his arm and just.
When you Google search, can you drink too much? The third result is kombucha.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we have to check it out.
Okay, I Googled it.
Too much kombucha.
Drinking too much kombucha can lead to excess sugar and calorie intake and side effects like digestive distress. It is also unpasteurized and contains small amounts of caffeine and alcohol. Limit consumption to 1 to 2 servings per day to recap health benefits of kombucha without going overboard.
So it's literally the complete opposite effects of when you drink it.
You have to find the fine line of the exact amount of
kombucha. So if you drink one, then you'll have like assistance in weight loss and all those other like health risks and everything. But if you drink three, then you're prone to just completely getting fucked up.
Yeah, like, do you get drunk? Because it says there's alcohol.
It says that it causes digestive problems if you drink too much.
Ugh, dude, I do not need that.
And that it causes weight gain if you drink too much. So you literally have to drink a perfect amount for this just to be 100% successful, I guess.
Yeah, it's a fine line that only,
I guess it,
that only GT Dave has mastered.
Yeah, I guess it's like the same thing, like, oh, if I were to like take too many aspirin, if I were to take like 10 things of aspirin, obviously I would feel like shit.
Yeah, it burns a hole in your stomach.
But like if I had like 2 aspirin, then I'd be like, okay.
You feel fine. You can push it with 4. I usually take 4 at a time.
Oh, dude, I take 4 at a time too. I weigh like 205.
Really?
Yeah. So it's,
you don't
like,
look like it.
Dude, it's all muscle.
Yeah, it's huge, dude.
It's just all muscle.
Dude, you work out?
Do you work out, bro?
I used to lift. Isn't that the funniest thing you hear at the gym? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to. Or no, it only happens with people that are like really big.
Yeah.
Is skinny people come up to them and be like, oh, yeah, I used to lift.
Yeah.
Because you think, like, they think that that's the only thing that they can talk to
them about. Yeah. And it's like, oh, dude, you should have saw me like 4 years ago when I was on my lifting grind. Like, I was huge.
I was huge.
Yeah. Like, I was totally. I can show you some pictures. Like, dude.
Those
like,
people
the
are
pictures. Like, also, if you show me pictures, it's like, dude, the pictures don't matter. You don't look like that now.
Yeah.
So what is that going to change my view on you?
It'd be one thing if you were like, yeah, I used to be crazy overweight. Like,
yeah.
This is what I used to look like.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, yeah, dude, I used to be huge. And then like, what happened? You just stopped working
out.
You
just like got too busy or you just, you know, were just lazy or.
I've hit the realization, and I hit this a couple years ago, that I'm like never going to be big.
Yeah.
It's just not in my genetics.
For some people, it's tough to like put on like mass.
My whole family is just tall, lanky dudes.
Yeah.
Like we're all just tall and skinny people.
Yeah.
So I've just accepted that. And my goal is to just not be fat.
Yeah.
So
that's a good.
But like for other people like you can beef up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude.
You and Wes, dude.
Yeah. Wes is beef.
Fucking massive.
Dude, Wes is complete beef. Shout out Wes. But yeah, no, like Wes is like, I think Wes is like 215.
Good Lord.
He's like 10 pounds on me.
Could he kick your ass?
Dude, we should have, Wes and I should fight here on the podcast.
We'll film it and I'll commentate.
But I mean, honestly, I'm just going to let the viewers
decide
for themselves.
You don't want to give them even a little.
No.
Wow.
I'll find out later. Yeah. Just like the next podcast episode.
I'll beat the shit out of Wes.
It's like,
fuck.
Yeah. Rick told me he totally beat the shit out of Wes.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was like drawing me pictures of different holds that he would have you in.
Dude. Oh, my gosh, dude. You know what I just thought of is like just the same idea I was telling you earlier, how I was joking with you, where I was like, oh, I just have like a dartboard in my room with just like your picture on it, just your face on the dartboard. I'm just throwing darts. It's just like while I'm like building myself up for this fight against Wes, it's just Wes's face. Just
Wes's face.
I'm just flying darts.
Did you ever get one of those fat heads that would go on your wall?
Oh, I never got a fat. I always wanted to get one, but
you gotta get one of Wes.
Yeah.
just be like, oh. And every day when you wake up,
punch through the drywall like Kyle.
Yeah,
like,
pull Kyle.
Just punch the drywall. Chug some monster.
Those fat heads were dope though. I had one of John Wall when I was a little kid.
Oh really?
Yeah, way back in the day.
Full disclaimer, like Wes and I are like,
no, this like is
best friends.
It's so. Just jokes.
Yeah, it's just jokes. He's my twin brother. If y'all didn't know, if you're new,
I guess for new listeners.
If you're new, that's my twin brother Wes.
Yeah.
He has been on the podcast twice.
Two or three times. There's one episode with him where the audio is just garbage. Yeah. So.
But the other two are fantastic.
I've apologized enough for that.
Yeah. You know, it really happens like once, like probably like every 15.
Something happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Like, but I think that's like percentage of success rate is probably pretty solid.
For our listener base, a big time podcast, people would be like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, for like people like Joe Rogan size podcast, like that.
Oh,
would
dude, I can't even imagine.
Imagine like recording a 3-hour conversation and just having the audio completely trash,
and you don't know until after.
Yeah.
And people are like, "Yo, the audio is garbage."
Like,
and
you're just then you're just
the producer. Jamie's like, "Oh shit."
Then you just ruin your guest. Like,
yeah, the like, interview is boned
because you can't just like go back and ask the same questions and have it completely off.
No, dude, I run into this a lot, like with just in my field of work. It's like, it's so shitty to like go through all the effort of setting up a podcast, like setting up an interview with somebody, especially if they're like pretty like busy and successful and well known.
Yeah.
And then something happens on the production side and it's just,
it's like,
and you're just, you know.
Yeah.
Just gotta roll with the punches, baby.
Yeah, man. I feel that.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Not to me. I'm amazing.
Yeah, Johnny's amazing. Straight up podcast. Check that out.
I'm amazing and perfect. Can't you see? Look at that. I'm pretty sure it stopped filming.
Oh.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, I look like an idiot right now then. Anyways. I mean, I don't know. You got anything else to talk about?
Why do you kill a conversation like that?
Because like I see that it's like around like 45 minutes. I feel like that's like a happy medium that we
were on such a good roll with our recording yesterday.
What do you mean?
We were just rolling out, dude. We just kept going.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I know. Well, we can keep rolling. Gosh, yeah. I wasn't trying. I apparently offended Johnny. Now it's back to living back in Dallas. So.
I want this place back to myself. Oh, my little brother.
Just three bedrooms.
Young Jackson is currently driving out from California.
Oh, dude. Forgot about Texas. Is he going to be here tomorrow night?
What is today? Tuesday? No, it'll be here Thursday.
Thursday? Probably. Okay.
Dude, you know what's dumb?
What?
So my uncle lives in Phoenix.
Yeah.
So you got San Diego, and then they got to drive to Texas. Phoenix is like right here.
Yeah.
So Phoenix is like 8 hours into the 22-hour drive.
Okay.
And so they're trying to make it in 2 days. They're going to drive to Phoenix, 8 hours, sleep, and then drive 15 or so hours the next day. That's brutal.
Dude, 15 hours is tough.
That's it, dude. When I made that drive, miserable. It's so bad.
I've had...
ran through a lot of podcasts.
I've had some buddies in the past that have like driven like all the way to like Chicago.
Like, I think that's like 14 hours
in like one day.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In like one day, like I think it's like 14, 15 hours, which is just absolutely absurd. And it's like, I would just have like a 12 pack of Red Bulls just in my car.
Well, it's a 10 hour drive to Iowa. And Lauren says she loves making that drive.
Really?
She does it by herself.
There's nothing. Oh, okay. Okay. It depends where you, in Iowa, I mean, like the drive, I've been in a car and ridden through Iowa. There's not a lot of stuff.
No, there's not. No.
I guess you would take, I mean, I guess you would go like through some interesting places in the Midwest. So
probably. Yeah. No, I think it's more like there are just people, and I've heard the argument made for sure that, taking a long drive is really good for like clearing your head.
Oh yeah.
And kind of just getting a chance to be by yourself and think about things.
Dude, I do that on like an hour and a half.
That's what I'm saying. I could do that. I'm talking about like, for like a 2 to 3 hour drive.
Yeah,
sure.
Not
22 hours. That's just brutal.
I mean, obviously you're going to like hit that point, especially when there's not stuff to look at. You're just going to start thinking to yourself.
Yeah.
And like 100%. I mean, I'll do this sometimes. I'll just drive. I don't know if this makes me crazy or not. I'll just drive and just have like no radio on, just nothing, just pure, just like silence.
And just kind of zone out.
And like in the cabin of my car.
Yeah. Like, I've never done that.
And just like zone out on the road and just think.
I can't do that.
You can't do that?
No, I have to have something on. See, usually podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, podcasts are a great way of thinking too, because a lot of podcasts, you know, they feed you information depending on what you're listening
to. What you're listening
to. Or
you're
like being entertained, and then it'll make you think of other stuff that's funny. And like,
pro tip, if you want to kill a long drive, listen to Hardcore History. Those are like 4.5 hour episodes.
Really?
Yeah. About like, it's insane. Here, I'll pull up their podcast feed so I can be more specific. But dude, he goes, it's apparently it's like the best history podcast.
Really?
I've only listened to a couple episodes.
Is it like a boring narration?
No,
of it,
apparently it's amazing.
Actually, okay. Have you listened to one?
I've listened to a couple and they were interesting. It's not really my thing.
Yeah. Which ones did you listen to?
I listened to something about, I think, Nazi Germany.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Big World War II guy right here.
So,
I love learning about that.
So these are just some of his episodes. The Celtic Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
Is 6 hours long.
Holy crap, man.
There's like 5 episodes on something called the Blueprint of for Armageddon. Each of them are like 3 hours long.
Wow.
It looks like those are the only ones that are out. Supernova in the East. The Destroyer of Worlds. King of Kings.
Destroyer of Worlds.
Let's see what that description is at. What happens if human beings can't handle the power of their own weaponry? This show examines the dangerous early years of the nuclear age and humankind's efforts to avoid self-destruction at the hands of its own creation.
So just everyone nuking each other.
I guess.
Probably.
It sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Dude, I mean, with drives like that, you don't want to like feel like you've wasted a certain amount of time. Like, you know, like a 3 hour drive, you're like, okay, like if you have to do a 3 hour drive, you're like, okay, I know I have to do a 3 hour drive.
I got to eat part of my day. Yeah.
But like if you're doing like a 20 hour drive, you know, you're just eating up a ton of time just sitting in a car on the road.
You got to do something.
So you just want to like, for me, like I would want to feel like I'm doing something other than just like
driving.
Breathing air
and
turning a wheel.
Yeah.
So like, you know, there's a lot of podcasts like that history one where you can just like educate yourself on just the most random stuff.
Yeah.
Or just even something that's like completely niche to like what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And
it'll
just, and like when you're on the road, like with the whole thinking on the road thing, you just like take that information and just start brainstorming up other shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you could find a podcast on literally anything.
Yeah.
Any niche, any industry that you're working in, there's at least 50 podcasts dedicated to that solely. Granted, not all of them are going
to
be good.
There
will be some, though.
I listened to some business podcasts, and I listened to, like, some real estate podcasts about, like, how people, different people that, like, like own properties and like flip the houses
and
a bunch of other stuff, and it's like really interesting.
Yeah, you got to find your thing.
You got to
be like, all right, what really interests me?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's PCP, aka the politically correct podcast, available on all podcasting platforms.
We do have a lot of information in a lot of our episodes.
Oh yeah, I would 100%
just
agree.
On stuff that you wouldn't think of because you're not us.
Yeah,
and we're us
because we're the ones with the mics.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, it's like some of the stuff, like, what was it? In one of our episodes, we talked about the bubonic plague.
Yeah, we've talked about the bubonic plague.
Would have never, like, I don't think a lot of people would have thought about that ever, like, if we hadn't introduced it to them, as in, like, even or if like, they already knew about it.
Like, looked into it.
Yeah. Just like, we deliver information on this, education.
Stuff you shouldn't grill.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, we. Oh, are you going through the list?
I'm just clicking on random episodes.
Yeah. If y'all are hardcore, dedicated.
The FBI files on Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is kind of like a promo. If you're new to the podcast, these are just some of the things that we've talked about.
Yeah, and if you're an avid listener, then, I mean, what do we call the listeners again?
Mobsters? The mob.
If you're part of the mob.
Man who survived 5 days eating only hot sauce pockets or hot sauce packets.
Yeah, there you go. That was great. There was one that we did where it was like
Valentine's Day history.
Oh, that was a great one.
That was a good one.
That was a fantastic one. I mean, we do a lot of film reviews too.
Yeah, like Yeah. Only shit that we watch.
TV shows and movies. Yeah, but they're in the spectrum of like popular main. Like close to mainstream.
Lil Michaela?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I literally would have never had known about that Instagram account if we had not done it on this podcast.
And how to scientifically do better on your final exams.
Dude, what was that like?
That was like episode two. Yeah. That was
where we did like Christmas movies.
Yeah. Dude, I'm excited for holiday podcasts.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of shit ready.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you know what we should do for like the video? We should just like put a Christmas tree in the middle.
And for Halloween, we got to wear costumes.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like Batman or something.
I'll be...
I'm Batman. Where are the drugs going? No, dude. I got to do something that incorporates my mustache.
Yeah. I might be Hopper from Stranger Things.
Oh.
Actually, you have a better build. You could probably be Hopper more than so than I could.
Dude, I didn't even think about that. That's a great costume.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
They already have costumes out on Stranger Things already.
I mean, like what? I wear like a cop uniform?
No, you got to do the season 3. You need a Hawaiian shirt and...
Or I could do the classic Reno 911.
Yeah, that would be so funny. Patrick probably still has that costume.
Oh, yeah, dude. The freaking short shorts.
Those
dude.
Were brutal.
Wes was Reno 911 cop, I think our sophomore year of high school.
Really? Yeah. That's funny.
Thighs out.
I was Zorro every year for like 10 years.
Zorro,
like the
for 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I was obsessed with him.
Up to what age?
From like 10 to 20.
Shut up.
No,
I was like, dude, you're
no from you like suck. No from like 2 to 10.
Okay,
I was Zorro,
dude. I was about to be like, weird.
What
a random.
You thought it was
like,
serious?
It's like right now, like Zorro, like. If y'all don't know who Zorro is, then you didn't grow up with those kind of
movies. Go watch the movie with Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, like that is such like just a random movie that I wouldn't have never thought of if you did not tell me right now.
Zorro.
Dude, where he does the freaking Z.
Yeah.
Everywhere, like,
dude, after those movies are awesome.
Oh, dude, I mean, and he's got like the bandana, like mask.
He's got the mask and the hat.
And the hat.
He wears like, all black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and he's just like a crazy, like, it's like Western-esque, right?
It takes place, the movies specifically take place in, like, California when it was inhabited by Mexico.
Okay.
Way back before the Civil War and, like, during the Civil War.
Yeah, so it's like Wild West-esque, but, like, in the sense that he's more of, like, a swordsman.
Yeah, he's like a swordsman.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's not, like, modern time. Like, imagine a modern-day Zorro.
It'd be like...
That's the Punisher.
Here, let me take my gun. Psh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've got my fencing.
No, I was talking about like if Zorro just like existed today.
It would be the Punisher.
No. I'm saying like if you came up against Zorro and you had to fight him, just be like, oh, just let me take my pistol and just
put a couple rounds in you. Yeah. All right. So who do you think would win? Zorro or John Wick?
Yeah. It's like, oh man, that's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Zorro's a tough one. Zorro's a crazy cat, man.
He's a crazy man.
He's a crazy loco vato.
Punisher though. I started rewatching that. I still haven't gotten Wes to start watching it. I'm like, Wes,
you're missing out.
I've been trying to tell him. He's like, oh no, dude, I don't want to watch it. He always makes that joke and then ends up watching it maybe like a couple months later, and then he'll like hit me up and be like, dude, this show is awesome.
Yeah.
It's like how he's never watched The Office all the way through.
I feel like you can watch up to the point to where Michael Scott leaves.
Yeah, and be good. Yeah, that's like season what, seven?
Seven, yeah.
I think like anything after season seven is just like, there's some characters that get funnier because I feel like they have to carry the weight of the fact that Michael isn't there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it's like Kevin is like twice as funny in the later episodes.
It's interesting how much more screen time they all get.
Yeah. Because
they have to fill it in
with
what Michael would be doing. But I think it's a cool concept of like being able to build on current characters.
Right. And I'll just like, once you hit season seven too, you just like know all the history between each of the characters and all of their developments.
Yeah.
And then you just see how they react like now. It's like, it's fun to watch how like they've been from this point to this point.
Yeah.
You know, later on in the show. Especially seven seasons. Like that's a long time. And like each season is like
20 episodes.
20 episodes, yeah. Somewhere around that range.
It's like, and you can tell by the end of that series, they've all stopped trying.
Yeah.
Like it all just the whole from the top down, it just seems like people are just kind of throwing the towel in.
Yeah.
And they're like ready for it to be over.
I still don't understand how Lauren hasn't just watched.
She just won't watch it.
Why?
I don't know. It's not like she's against it or anything. She's just like, well, what's funny is like she's always like picking new shows for us to watch.
Yeah.
And I'll push back on a lot of them. But then once we actually start watching, I'm like, oh shit, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
But she won't do that for me.
With
The Office specifically. She just won't sit down and watch it.
You got to watch The Office.
It's fine.
I mean, it's definitely like an acquired like humor thing.
Did you ever watch Friends?
Friends?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Dude, Hannah is like obsessed with Friends.
Oh, sorry, Hannah. Tune out for this next part.
What?
I loved Friends my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
I watched it. I think I watched in 1 year, I probably watched Friends 3 or 4 times.
Really?
Through.
Oh, all the way through?
All the way through.
So you've watched, you like Friends?
I used to. But I went back and watched it recently. It's garbage, dude. It's so bad. It's just such a shitty sitcom. It's like, well, guess I gotta get my own coffee. Your own coffee? That's what I said. It's just one-liners and laugh tracks.
Dude, what movie was it? I can't remember it. Anyways, the show, sitcom, but my favorite sitcom, I think, though, is That 70s Show.
That I enjoy. Haven't watched it, though.
Dude, That 70s Show is fantastic.
No, I like it. I like it. It's different than Friends.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's a completely different concept. It's like just high schoolers being like degenerates.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. Laugh track.
Line, laugh track, line.
Wait, that's not supposed to go there.
But that's what you told me. I didn't mean to hit that music button.
Oh, but it was lit.
It kind of planned out.
Yeah.
Worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, now I've reached my end.
Oh, okay.
I'm satisfied with the episode.
Well, as long as you're satisfied.
Yeah, no, it only matters what I think.
Yeah,
exactly.
Anyways, until next time, 29.5, our next episode will be
the big 3-0.
Yeah.
Who's a famous athlete with number 30?
Episode 30. Steph Curry?
Boom! Oh, I don't know why I didn't think of that. Our Steph Curry episode is coming up next, and We'll see you guys then.
Peace out.